Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, the big game this weekend, the Super Bowl. Super Bowl parties. Last year on the Friday before the Super Bowl, we did the elimination game, or It's My List. I forget which one. Best Super Bowl snacks. Today, yes. The photo negative. The worst Super Bowl foods.
Okay.
Is this the elimination game or It's My List? Are we eliminating?
No, because they're all going to be bad.
Okay.
It's My List.
But this is all things within reason, though, as we said, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can't stay like a chipmunk tail or something.
No, it's got to be something that you realistically see.
Like you would see something and go, come on.
Like at Freebeer's house, when we talked about in the elimination game, how the things that you would love to see and that are amazing. Freebeer, honest to God, said a charcuterie board and then went further and said he meant shredded cheese and pieces of pepperoni, like the little baby pepperonis.
Which then turned into Freebeer's charcuterie board is a pizza.
Yeah.
I believe it was a frozen,
not
DiGiorno. Even thawed DiGiorno is what you said.
Yeah.
I can't believe I even said charcuterie board. I must have been picked over.
Yeah, okay. You must have been crazy.
You specifically said buffalo wings, jello shots, and a charcuterie board. And then you later eliminated buffalo chicken dip as the very first one, which is essentially just buffalo chicken wings.
I'm sure that was done out of spite, not taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I can't. You told me earlier that, and it played during the best of hour today. And you both said that you heard me say jello shots. I can't imagine why I would have said jello shots. I've had like two my whole life.
No idea.
I was trying to curry favor, no doubt.
Yeah.
Truly, of all three things you said, those are probably the most fun.
Well, we're not eliminating things today.
Okay.
Or we're not eliminating. So it's just, it's my list. So here are my three worst things to see somebody having when they host a Super Bowl party. Number three, soup or any sort of wet bowl food. Screw off. Two, Funyuns and corn nuts. Your smelly, gross snacks. Get some good things.
Corn nuts are terrible.
And number one, veggie tray. This is a day for celebrating, not for eating old celery. Throw it in the yard. Let the birds eat it. And I'm done.
Boy, I gotta disagree with veggie tray.
I know. Yeah, I like veggie tray.
Well, it's my list.
No,
I didn't say, hey, everyone.
Soup at a Super Bowl party.
Chili.
It's a Super Bowl party, Steve. Come on.
Remember, Rachel. Rachel had her soup or bowl party.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that was
nice. Yeah, where they would have like seven different soups.
Yeah, they'd have a soup off.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Actually, I think soup is great. I'm a soup person.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah, do you want people eating soup, like gathered around your living room?
Everybody
getting
knows.
Excited about a football game?
Yeah.
The only time to eat soup is when you're driving.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, who's next?
Can we have overlap?
I don't care.
Yeah, we'll have. Sure. Yeah, I'm sure we will at some point.
I can go next.
Okay, Steve.
Okay. Number one, I agree. Vegetables of any kind. I love vegetables just as much as everybody else. But the Super Bowl is a meat eater's day, so get your healthy crap out
of
it. Number two, hard pretzels.
Yes, agreed.
They are so
like From a bag?
Oh, yeah. Like rolled gold?
Yeah. No.
What?
Get them out of here.
Agreed.
They're garbage. They're too dry.
What if they're dots?
No.
Oh, okay. I can't believe you just said no to dots.
Dots are an exception.
Dots aren't.
Yeah.
I don't even consider them pretzels.
They're a flavor rebellion.
They're in a league of their own.
That's what we give people at church here in the Midwest. Dots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We get them in communion and then genuflect.
Yes.
to the butter gods.
Number three, Triscuits. You're basically giving out hay.
Triscuits suck.
They're so
Triscuits
bad.
Are only tolerable if you have something to put,
cheese.
Like cheese.
Yeah.
And even then you're like, God, I wish this was a club cracker.
Like
or
straw or hay.
I think, for clarification, it has to be plain Triscuits.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, if you pair them the right way, if you've got, like, things to assemble, like cheeses and hams and things, then not too bad. Like, I don't mind a Triscuit then, but if it's just a plain Triscuit.
The dill ones are fire, too.
They are good.
Which ones?
The dill ones?
Yeah, dill.
Oh.
There's dill Triscuits?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's dill
Did they
ones?
Have a blue ribbon committee to find a way to make it worse?
You should try good the rosemary Lord. Ones.
Yeah. Oh, the rosemary ones are great.
They're delicious, but
they are so good.
Them.
You know what? They're great with Borsan cheese.
Oh. That cheese is delicious. What? You can just smash it right down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go to Broadway parties now?
What is going on?
I was worried about sounding too fancy until you brought up Borsan.
Oh, it's so good.
You put some little slices of like smoked salmon on a dill Triscuit.
Yeah. This party with all of you brown dogs that are mascots for the Ivy League.
Yeah. Let's stop talking about bad foods and talk more about good
let's
foods.
Just chat.
Tell us more about the best flavored Triscuits.
Oh, they're
it's still
so
a
good.
Garbage food.
All right, so I'll amend that one. It's got to be just plain Triscuits.
Okay. Yeah. Plain
white Triscuits.
The only
good ones.
Yeah.
Of course you'd say that.
Yeah.
So wait, you said pretzels, plain Triscuits, and what else?
And vegetables.
And vegetables.
Vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I disagree with the vegetables.
Yeah,
I
do.
Well,
man, I like them.
I like them too, but I like so many other things so much more.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll go next if you want me to.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the number one worst thing ever is when you get cold nacho cheese. And I'm not talking like it was heated up and got cold. I'm talking those dummies that take it straight out of that glass jar and just dump it. And they'll eat it cold.
Oh, and then they never warm it up.
Ever.
So I not think even that's... room temperature, but below room temperature?
Yeah, like it came straight from the grocery store, and grocery stores are always a little cold, so it's just kind of cold. Again, if it was reheated and went cold, I don't mind that at all. I love that, actually. Got that little film that has been sitting around for too long.
I'm gonna mix
that back in there, make it fresh again, get that steam from the bottom that might still be there. And if not, that's fine too. I don't care.
Yeah, you know,
straight from the jar.
That scabby texture.
Yes, I do. Gosh. Oh man, now that you put it that way, I do think I like scabby foods.
Yeah. You like cheese scabs?
Yes. Yeah. I like eggs when they've gone a little cold and kind of scabby too.
Oh, are they
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The second one, not the fancy cheese you guys were just talking about, but those old balls of cheese, like you remember from the 90s, that have like that maroon color and also like nuts all over them.
Yes.
They're like balls of cheese. And it's always...
They were like a staple at holiday parties.
Yes. And I don't understand, because even if it was a Triscuit or anything, it never held up. Like you can't actually...
Nope,
the cracker always realistically, it's just not... It's not a logical thing to buy. Like,
it's like a cheese log, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I don't
like
that.
Biting a lead pipe with brittle teeth. It just cracks everywhere.
Yeah. Nutty cheese. Cheese log, no good.
No.
I'm also not a fan of ranch. Anybody that comes in and says, this is my ranch dip. Ranch is already a dip. And the fact that you think that you made it better by adding more dill from your little seasoning drawer, I think it's stupid. It tastes like mayonnaise to me. And I don't like ranch dip. I think ranch dip is terrible. I'd rather have buffalo cauliflower.
I love it, but I don't need somebody's homemade ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm with you. Like Kraft does it pretty good.
Hidden Valley kind of nailed
like
it.
They pretty much own this deal, man.
Homemade ranch dip. All right, cool. You put mayo and dill together. Like, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Bad.
Those are my three.
Bad, very bad. All right, hot wings. Quickly, we went through the three worst things you could have at your Super Bowl party to eat. Go.
Okay, my list was similar to yours and Steve's a little bit, except I was more specific. I said, you said soup. I said split pea soup.
Okay, that's awful.
Steve said all vegetables. I disagree with that. But if you just show up with celery, plain celery, nothing else with it, just celery.
Not even ants on a log?
No. Right. No. Just little celery. And even
nice
worse,
Satan
if, you,
sticks.
If you've cut it up into not stick form, but little chunks, so you have to pick them all up with your little fingers.
God.
Yeah. And then the worst thing, and I actually was at a party once that this happened, Kraft singles on Wonder Bread.
What? Where are you going for the Super Bowl?
Cut into little squares.
Were you at a prison party?
Oh. So it was like ungrilled cheese?
Yeah. Cut into squares.
Would you like an ungrilled cheese, please?
I mean, yeah, no. It could just be a cheese sandwich, yeah, but it's...
No, ungrilled cheese. Yeah,
this was some a-hole's version of finger sandwiches.
If you put ungrilled cheese on the menu at a fancy restaurant, you could charge $60 for it. I mean, and then it could be what Hot Wings described, yep. With a side of fluff. Maitland, what are your three, quickly?
I have bone-in wings. Get out of here with that trash. Chicken on the bone is horrendous and should be outlawed.
I like it, but it's you can't not be messy.
It's tedious. Who wants to work that hard for the glory of the chicken?
Boneless wings are just fine. Oatmeal raisin cookies for number two.
Oh.
Get that crap out of here.
They're bad anywhere.
Raisins belong nowhere near cookies.
Or Super Bowls, for that matter.
Right. Yeah. Or any bowls. Get raisins out of here. And lastly, I have Jell-O. Not in shot form, just Jell-O as
so Jell-O without booze sucks.
Yeah,
so like just plain, I don't disagree.
Plain Jell-O squares.
It should only be used as a booze delivery system.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well done.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.